At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
We're back. We made it through all the fireworks. There was a lot of them, and we're back in the bunker for another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that laughs at the entire world, including itself. That's right. You have to laugh at yourself if you're going to laugh at everyone else. Equality. Anyway, let's get to it. Here he is. He's alive. His hair did not burn on the 4th of July theatrics. Duddy B.
What's happening? That is right. We are back. Another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. Yeah, 4th of July weekend is over. That was a wild one.
Dude, it was funny because all the major fireworks shows were canceled and the beaches were all closed. I get it. Stop the spread. And, you know, every city had a million signs, no illegal fireworks. And it was the most fireworks I've ever seen in my entire life. None of them seemed legal.
Oh, no.
It was just boom, 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 boom. I mean, it sounded like, I don't know, something horrifying.
No, it was crazy. I mean, my neighborhood always goes off on the 4th of July. But this, yeah, last night or two nights ago, I guess it was now, that was, yeah, it was, it, there was no break. It was just bam, boom,
it was
bam,
insanity.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
I woke up, I mean, it was, you know, it started when the sun started going down, 7:30-ish, 7:45. And I mean, at 11 o'clock, I'm still up, I'm watching Netflix and shit. And it, not like you said, nonstop. At one point, I had to stop and think. I'm like, how many fireworks are there on Earth for it to just be a cacophony of nonstop explosions for 4 hours now?
Yeah.
I fell asleep to it. I don't know how long it went.
No, it was great. You know, what was really cool is, you know, we were shooting off in front of my house and there was freaking so many fireworks going off all over my neighborhood. And then Jack went into the garage, and I had these two like bigger fireworks that I forgot. They've been in my garage for like 2 years. And I think that a couple years back we had like a little party at our house, and I think someone brought those over, and we never shot them off. So I didn't even really know what they were. And I went off and set one off.
That's always fun.
Holy crap. Definitely an illegal firework.
Just like, and here goes nothing.
It was a box. It was like a big box, and I lit it, and it shot off like 24 consecutive huge mortar size explosions into the sky with like the fucking, like you were watching a fireworks show. Yep. It was just pew, 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 pew for 30 seconds, 24 of them. And then I read the box afterwards, and it was like, yeah, it was like 24 separate explosions. And it was funny because a few of my neighbors were all out. They were like, damn. I was like, I didn't know that was going to do that. And they're like, sure you didn't.
Yeah, they're like, go in the backyard for 30 minutes. Yeah. Let the cops patrol.
Nah, but it was
great. Was fucking wild. Yeah. And I went down to the park. You know, there's like I live down by the beach. There's like a corner park that kind of looks over the beach. And yeah, all the big fireworks weren't happening. From where I live, you can kind of see Long Beach way off in the distance, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach. And they all have huge fireworks shows every year. None of that was happening, but the neighborhoods, it was crazy because the sky, you know, out over the ocean was clear, but you could see all the neighborhoods just exploding.
It was like war zone.
Oh my God. Every house. It was unreal. And then I ran. It was the best, the funniest thing ever. I'm at a park where all over the park, people are lighting their own fireworks everywhere. You look, the reason people are at this park is to see and do fireworks. It's 4th of July.
4th of July.
A lady comes walking by me up the path, and I go, oh, watch out, ma'am. I go, that one's still a little bit red. And she stops and kind of steps around it, and she goes, I don't understand why people do this.
You
and
don't?
I'm like, wait. It took me by surprise. I'm like, it's 4th of fucking July. You're at the park. There's 1,000 people. Everyone's, what? She's like, I just don't understand. Dogs get scared. Little children are scared, and people that don't like loud sounds. I don't know why they have to
children
suffer.
Aren't scared. Children are cheering their asses off.
I look around. It's nothing but cheering children running with sparklers. The only legal firework I saw was a couple of children, you know, trying to write their name in the sky.
Oh, yeah. I did that with Jack all
unbelievable.
Night.
And I just look at Lauren and my wife, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And she eye rolls. She's like, oh, my God.
Listen,
like,
if you
got to be kidding me.
If you don't want to hear the fireworks, don't go walk through the park.
Do Fire Park
on 4th of July.
Yeah. You picked a, it's like she goes out on Halloween. Huh? I just hate candy.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
What are all these costumes?
Costumes and candy, two things I sincerely hate. I just don't know why on October 31st they have to just fucking hell. Lock yourself in a bathroom for a night, lady,
yeah,
please.
It's all good.
For a week. Anyway. But yeah, A few things. So I had bummer lady at the park, which was hilarious. These are the few, like, you know, the dark side of 4th of July. I live in an apartment complex, and I'm starting to realize I saw two things happen at my apartment complex. One was in the day. 4th of July day, it was very, very hot, and the beaches were closed. There was really nothing to do, and I wouldn't dare go to my swimming pool because it was a Vegas pool.
It was Vegas. Yeah.
And so I went to the gym. There's like a little gym. I'm like, hey, you know what? Rocky's sleeping. And so I'm going to go run for a bit. Went and ran in the gym, lifted some weights, and I'm fucking watching the festivities at the pool, and it's hilarious. There's a guy walking around. You could tell he's the single guy. A lot of his friends have brought chicks, and there's, you know, a party going on. Everyone's drinking beer. It's a Vegas-like atmosphere, and this guy's he's realizing this is my time to score one of these chicks.
I got to bring one of these chicks back to the room.
They're having fun. They've laughed at a couple of my dumb things I'm doing. I'm seeing him realize who he is. So he's a skinny dude, kind of pumps his chest out to look buffer than he is. He's the I'm going to say a joke a minute guy. Yeah, like I should laugh at that guy. Look at me, never fucking shutting up. But I got you, okay? I'm the guy, okay? No, I see the guy. He's got a bandana around his head with a baseball hat on.
Oh,
and I'm just
nice.
Like, ooh, like the Tiger King buddy
good.
Guy. And I'm just going, oh, no, and here's... And fine. If you're that guy, dude, fucking fine. Everyone's a guy. So I'm a guy. Everyone's a guy. And I'm dumb. And everyone's stupid. So, well, I got it, right? But then he goes into a territory that I can't do. He's high-fiving chicks. I'm seeing him walk up the chicks that he doesn't know, and he's bending over. They're like sitting on the edge of the pool, feet dangling. He's walking up, yeah, bro, you know Kevin and Calvin and fucking Shandon and Landon, and yeah, bro, me too. And the girl will be like, yeah, I'm just here to have fun. He's like, right on, dude, high five. And then he'll step back, and then like three words later, he's all, yeah, dude, high five. And he's multiple high fives. And then I see him, he'll walk to another group of people, high-fiving all the chicks, back to the previous high-five chick. What's up? You're still drinking? High five. And now I can see that these people no longer want a high five.
They're like, dude, I was really just trying to get some sun.
I'm just trying to have some fun. And so I see high five guy and whatever. So I go about my life. The next day, this is the day after 4th of July now, party's over. The pool has all the, you know, the fucking fedoras from the day before, half drinking beers. It looks like a fucking, you know, shit show all over the pool. But people are coming back. But now the girls have
over.
They have big glasses on. They don't want
it. It's quiet time.
And who walks into the pool?
High five guy.
Bandana on.
Woo!
Hat on. Walks up to a chick that I saw him talking to the previous day. Goes in for the immediate high five. And you can just see, I hear her go, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to just be here for a little minute. And she gave him that get the fuck
out of here. I'm not high fiving. I'm not drinking.
No longer the fourth. Yes, you have a bandana and a hat. We don't do that around here. Yeah. No more high. It was hilarious. And then there was one more thing that I had happen on 4th of July. Wow. Sorry, Daddy, I'm going.
That's okay.
These are bullet points. We've gone over bummer lady. Don't be bummer lady. We've gone over high five at the pool guy. Worst guy to be. You high five someone once and then in your head you should go, oh, I just high fived that person. I can no longer high five anyone else today.
If they reach their hand out to five me, sure, man.
Five them back. Five them back. But we're also in coronal times. Now, they were not wearing masks at the pool, everything. But the high fives, nobody wants that right now.
And I just saw you five
everyone at the pool. You fived 500 people. Okay, 500 fives. Now, we have a third thing that happened. Late 4th of July night, we have the drunken leftovers from the day. It was girls that they're the day drinking and they're still night drinking. Ooh-wee. And they're in the jacuzzi and they don't understand jacuzzi volume. It's a lot like the volume of the cell phone in the car. When someone pulls up to you in a parking lot, they're on their phone, but they're in their car. You hear every word that everyone's saying for some reason. Same with jacuzzi volume. So we have the drunken chicks who are now yelling. They're yelling, tonight that one guy with the thing in the hat, he kept high-fiving. I didn't like, you know, and we're, I'm like, shit. Every single person in the entire complex is hearing every word you're saying.
Because it's quiet time now.
And the jacuzzi bubbles are bubbling, and they're drunk, so they're talking over the bubbles, and it's a shit show. So you don't want to be bummer lady. You don't want to be high-fiving. And it was getting borderline, you know, with the, I don't think anything should be shut down. Fuck the masks. My mom owns a business and these looters. And I'm like, oh no, we're touching political shit on the 4th. I don't know why people aren't. I'm like, oh. Anywho, it was, hey, happy birthday, America.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Duddy. So did anything happen to you? I just hijacked.
Nothing like that, man. You know what? We were planning on having a pretty mellow 4th of July anyway. It was just my brother-in-law was going to come over with his family, and then he ended up not being able to because of work. So then it was – and my daughter was at her friend's house for a party, so it was just me, my wife, and my son. And I didn't know what we were going to do, but I have a friend in the neighborhood that ended up coming over, and then other neighbors got invited. Next thing I know, I had 15 – neighbors who most I'd never met or hung out with, just hanging in my backyard. We had a great time though. We ended up having a lot of fun.
I love that they're not like the front yard. Like, yeah, I had a bunch of people that I've never met. No, in my back, they came through my home into the back of my
brought
home.
Their own,
never met them.
Cornhole over, threw it down in my grass, and then it was cornhole, and kids were all swimming in the pool, and
that's awesome.
It was just like it was fun.
Because now when you drive up the street, you're gonna wave at 10 more extra people on the way out. You're gonna get invited to a bunch of parties.
The best part is at the end of the night, the people who kind of live across the street and a little over, like they seem like super cool. They're you know, an older couple, and I think their daughter lives there too. But I mean, they're probably in their mid 60s, and Yeah, but we wave and we say hi. We've talked a little bit, but we haven't like really ever hung out or talked with them or anything. And then my wife had somehow, I think it was when we were shooting off fireworks, ended up talking to her. She came in the house. She was talking with my wife. And then I come in after I'm lighting fireworks with Jack. And I'm, you know, I put Jack in the room and he's chilling now. He's just watching a show. It's getting super late. And my wife's talking and we're talking with the lady from across the street. And then my wife disappears. She ends up going in a room and just passing out. And I didn't know. And then, no joke, hour and a half, just me and this lady just talking for like,
you should ever. Like,
it got to like 1 and 2 in the morning or something. I was like, oh shit.
I gotta go.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was cool, but it was great. But like you said, now it'll be more like, hey, be more neighborly. I gotta be more neighborly. I'm bad at that.
Yeah. Well, you don't, you know, sometimes you don't know if you want to meet your neighbor. You know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You get the guy that's at your house every 2 days. Hey, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Can I borrow some tools? What? Yeah. I don't have tools.
No, that's a good thing to have.
No, it was good, but that was fun.
Neighbors are good. That's our stance on this show forever. All right. Neighbors are good. So, dude, Duddy.
Yes.
Let's get the show fired up, man. You had a lot to say about 4th of July. I'm glad you had all the things. I didn't have nothing happened for me. I was boring for me. But let's get right into everybody's favorite. There's a lot of conspiracies out there. Okay.
There is. I'm picking one right now.
Are you? Duddy has one. He's just finding it on his phone. But you don't really deal with these conspiracy theories, right? You don't care about theories. What you like to do is, why don't you explain to everybody how you do
this? I didn't come up with this.
It's something Duddy came up with.
I didn't come up with this. It's okay. Not something I'm saying I do or do not believe.
He firmly believes in what he's about to tell you
guys. I'm just saying that I read this online.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you believe in conspiracy queries.
God damn it.
Okay.
It's getting worse.
It's
and
getting
I love
way
it.
Worse. Okay. This is a theory that we have more than just 5 senses.
Queries.
And that we do not understand any of the other senses yet because we do not have the technology to detect it. Some theorists argue that the feeling that you get when someone is watching you is our 6th sense.
Ooh, I think everybody kind of knows isn't that what is people always say, well, it's my 6th sense. Isn't that what they're talking about? I guess are they some extra shit.
Well, here, I got a what's couple funny things is it here. Says I got a couple some problems theorists here. Argue, not scientists
no.
or
who any, the f- anyone, anyone. Hey, do you think Kevin's coming over later? There's a theory
that is
Kevin could I or hey, I think Kevin's coming over there. That's better. I've got a theory. So everyone's a theorist who's ever thought that Kevin was coming over, right? So
yes.
Saying that a few theorists think so means who gives a shit about nothing. That's really what that means. And then also, we don't have the technology to detect. Did we need technology to detect that we see and hear things, or do we just see and hear it?
I think you just see and hear it.
Yeah, and then when you touch things, you just touch it. We
didn't
need a computer to tell us that.
Because technology isn't a sense.
No.
It's something that we just have and do.
Yeah. So I enjoy the thought behind this theory, but I hate
it.
Whoever wrote this. They're
it's a
dumb
terribly
people.
Written
dumb
theory, I guess you would say.
Yeah. I've and, got a theory. The person who wrote this is a dumb person.
That is, I actually believe that.
Yeah. Well, I have evidence.
Yes. But I will say that there is something weird about how you kind of know when someone's watching you or someone's around, sneaking around. My son and my daughter but my son even more, he's like in that age where all he wants to do is fucking sneak up on me and scare me. Hide behind a wall when I'm coming down the hallway and bah! You know,
your house is just a nightmare.
10 times a day to where sometimes he doesn't know. I go, fuck you. I'm kidding. Yeah. I don't do that. But
yes, you got fuck you. Yes.
But it's like... I always know when he's in the room, and I could just feel it.
Oh, you sense it.
I sense
Sixth that. Sense.
That's what I'm saying.
There's other things, dude. There's plenty of things, dude. You know, yeah, sometimes you can tell someone's creeping up on you and like the hairs on your back of your neck. People say that, right? And then everyone's watched a video online or seen something where someone gets their nail pulled back or someone falls really hard and like your butthole tingles and you're like,
what?
I wish I didn't see that, but everyone's butthole does a little tingler when you see like someone falls and hits their nuts. Your nuts almost hurt a bit. You're like, So there are things where nothing's actually happening to you, but your mind is working so hard and so understands what it's seeing or hearing or feeling that, yeah, your body starts to feel weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, I do believe that people are constantly evolving. We're constantly getting bigger, stronger, faster, smarter. So, yes, to think that eventually we're going to figure out new senses and new just things we can do. I believe that shit. I believe it'll happen.
Yeah. I think
it's happening.
This one does exist. I feel it is the sixth sense. Yeah. It's what keeps, look, cats, everyone has it. Everyone's seen a cat that like gets on its, like the back arches up and the hair goes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like everyone gets these weird feelings. It's what keeps you alive as a creature, right? When you're caveman, you had to be fearful of everything that was outside the cave. And so every crack, everything you hear, oh God, what the fuck? You're constantly on high alert. So that's just the highest form of alert from your body is this like pre-sound alert where I don't hear anything, but I kind of know there's something there.
Yeah.
Sure. So sure. Call it the sixth sense.
I believe it. So were you saying?
It's either that or an M. Night Shyamalan.
So you're saying
movie.
That you believe that the
I
sixth
like
sense
this one.
Is that you know when somebody's looking at you from something behind you?
And I believe case closed on whoever wrote this particular article is a dumb person. Yeah. So, two theories that I believe in.
All right.
Dude, we did it. We're sailing through. Just Duddy and I all alone in the bunker right now. Kind of a weird feeling. Gentle Giant is moved.
I feel like there might be somebody in here watching us.
Oh, I sense someone. We sense you, just so you know. Okay, so if you kill us, fine, but know that we knew. We got you. We win. All right, yeah, it is. It's weird. We're in the bunker alone, and usually Gentle Giant's here or someone's here, but Gentle Giant is not here today, and just Duddy and I creeping through. So, you guys, unfortunately, I don't have a song that I think sucks today. And a lot of you have sent me songs that you think suck and been like, Jake, roast this song. It sucks. I fucking appreciate that. I love that you think songs suck out there. But I have to hate the song myself. I have to hear it. I have to have a deep-seated hatred. I have to have reasons. I don't bring you... Look, a lot of songs suck, but I'm not going to waste your time with the songs that like obviously suck. There's songs that everyone loves that I think are shit, and those are the ones that we're going to bring to you guys. But Duddy, who's such a positive guy, feeling good with Duddy, he has a segment. He brought a song. He's all, dude, I have a song that is better like than you think. Like, people might like this song, but it's even a better song.
Yeah, I think everyone likes the song. It's a song you listen to when you're on vacation. It probably comes on when you're on a boat, river. You're camping.
Like, probably don't take it seriously. No, it's like a fun-ass song. Margaritaville-style song.
Yeah, and you probably think Jimmy Buffett wrote it. Like, I bet 9 out of 10 people, if you go, you know the Pina Colada song? They'll probably go, oh, yeah, like Jimmy Buffett. So, and I was probably one of those people a couple weeks ago until someone brought this to my attention and...
Someone told you what the song was about?
Might have even been Matty O again. He did the Crash Test Dummies, and I think he actually brought this to my attention too and was like, did you guys know what this song's actually about? And I was like, actually, no, I don't.
Tell me about it. Well, so let's call this segment, for lack of a better term at this point, we're going to call it, This Song is Better Than You Think.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So let's hear it.
So this song is not by Jimmy Buffett. This song is by Rupert Holmes, and it's the Pina Colada song.
First of all, best name ever.
Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada song.
He's a studied musician.
If you don't know what this song is actually about, let me walk you through these lyrics, because they're fucking awesome.
And this is this, you guys know, if you like pina colada.
Yeah.
And what's it, dancing in the rain? What, walking? You're going
to
do
I'm
it?
I'm about to tell you.
You guys know the fucking, yeah, okay, go for it.
I'll walk you through the verses. The verses kind of explain the song, and then the chorus makes sense. Then you're like, oh, shit. Here we go.
We have a song here.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long, like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns, this was the letter that I read. It said... If you like pina coladas, dun, right?
Dun.
And getting caught in the rain.
Dun, dun,
if you're
dun.
Not into yoga, and if you have half a brain. If you like making love at midnight, what's that? In the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you're looking for. Write to me and escape. So he's reading.
First of all, those are great lyrics.
Great lyrics.
But hyper specific.
Yes.
So if you like pina coladas, you're open to 11. If you like cruising around in the rain, fine. There's a lot of people. But then it gets very. If you like making love specifically at midnight under the moon and in the cave. So, wow.
Right.
First of all, targeted demographic. But I love the.
So what he's done is he's told us that he's over his lady. And now he's reading personal ads of other ladies who are looking for men to date.
Wow.
Right? So then, now we had the chorus. And now we're back into the verse. So here's the guy again. I don't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean. But me and my old lady had fallen into the same old dull routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm no poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. So now it goes back into the chorus, and this is what he wrote. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not too much into health food, and I'm into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through this red tape at a bar called O'Malley's where we'll plan our escape. So now he's written back his own ad to this lady saying, I am into pina coladas. I am into getting caught in the rain. And then he tells other stuff he likes. And if you want to meet me, I'll be at O'Malley's at noon.
Oh, well, because that's before happy hour. And we all know O'Malley's has amazing cheese fries. So yeah, good spot.
So now we've got that. He read a love letter. He's over his wife. He wrote a love, letter back to this lady saying, hey.
But it's like a it's not even to her. He just took out an ad too, hoping she reads and goes, oh, wait.
Yep.
Maybe I'll go to O'Malley's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good. Good story.
All right.
So then he explained his story. Guinness. So then here's the third verse. Here's the guy again. So I waited with high hopes, and she walked into the place. I knew her I knew her smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady, and she said, ah, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you liked pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight and in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've been looking for. Come with me and escape. It's so good.
It is a great, great M. Night Shyamalan twist, right? But who was she smashing in the Cape all the time at midnight? How could she develop a love for doing that if her husband has no idea? I see holes.
Well, no, because he says he likes doing that too.
So she's like, I love doing this with my husband,
but
I don't want to do it with my husband. So I need another guy to bang me in the same spot that she's a freak.
So she put out an ad. He read the ad, fell in love with her, wrote his own ad. She loved that ad. They came back together.
But then he said, I didn't know you liked doing all these things. Great. This song.
Jake, here we go.
The song's so giddy, dude. No. They're great lyrics, and it is a great song. However, it does shine a light on a relationship with problems. And I take it back to the, you should have brought me flower. You should have. And now you didn't. And now, so it could be, we could be on the verge of another personal ad being taken out 5 years down the road. But until then, lots of champagne, lots of pina coladas, and lots of sex on the Cape.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a really good song.
But come on.
No, that's great lyrics.
So when you break those lyrics down, you're like, holy shit. I thought this was just a song about like, things you like if we're having fun, what's just a good day? Let's have some pina coladas and champagne. Mm-hmm. Let's go fucking have sex at midnight. Let's like, you think, and then you're like, oh no, this is about a broken marriage.
Oh no. Isn't that funny too? Because it's a real, Caribbean song, right? I love this too. I love when there's a super happy sounding song and then you find out, oh, whoops. And there's another, dude, the Smiths. With the fucking, this song always cracks me up. Girlfriend in a coma, I know. You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a reggae. It's the happiest fucking song, and it's like his girlfriend's in a coma.
And he even says, like, there's times when I would have strangled her. I'm like, what?
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, he's too a weirdo, much. But I too love much. When you have the super happy song with the actual dark undertones, but this one has a happy ending.
This one does. I'm telling you, man, yeah, because you think one thing about a song, and you're like, oh, yeah, I like that song. Like, if anyone would have been like, do you like the Pina Colada song? I'd have been like, yeah, sure, it's a good song. You know, I'm not throwing it on, like, in my spare time, but if that song comes on, I'm always like, fuck yeah, sweet. And I liked it, but now I like it even better. That song's better than you think, Jake.
You thought it was just that song? This song is better than you think. No, I absolutely agree. Great, great fucking what do we call that? Inaugural, yes. You know, like entry into a new segment. Look, we like to poke fun at things. We like to talk a lot of shit. We're just trying to make everybody laugh. We hope we do, but this is positive,
yeah.
And I think we made someone laugh. So double banger. I'll do the negative stuff. You leave that over. No, I'm just playing. Duddy gets dark. But Rupert Holmes, man. One for you, buddy. Great song. You hid a little dark tone under there, and we love it.
You know what? On the subject of Rupert,
oh, no.
I don't know if anyone ever knew this, but go back and look. Go back and watch our first music video we ever made was for Stand Tall, I'm pretty sure. And this was at the time when our band was nothing. This was before Lay Me Down and everything. And Stand Tall, we made a music for it, video for it out in LA. We had like an indie label. And at that point, we were young and like, you know, you're just like say yes to stuff or you're like, oh, cool. Like,
oh, I this, know is where
a,
this is going.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's a celebrity. Cool, cool. So our label, someone at our label, for some reason, was friends with Rupert. Remember? And I believe what he did, he was famous because he like was like the first guy that won Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on that Survivor show and he won.
He got naked. He was like the guy that would get like naked on there or something. And he won. Yes.
And I think it was like the first season. So he like was, he had his little, you know, time of fame. And they're like, oh, we know Rupert. We can get Rupert in your video. And we were like, who's Rupert?
You know,
and they explain it. Yeah, they're like, he won, you know, the Survivor, and we're like, okay, like, cool. Like, I guess he's got like a big following, sure. So if you go back and watch the Stand Tall video, it's for a quick second. We like walk by a bus stop or something, and he's just like sitting at the bus stop. That's Rupert.
Well, that's why you guys blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's Lay Me Down, not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was
man.
Naked at the bus stop. But anyway, that was great. This song is better than you think. And Duddy and I, we don't even have a drop for this. Duddy was just like, dude, because I was like, I don't have a song that sucks today. I have to like really think it sucks. I'm not going to fake the funk for you guys. You know, it's got to be real. And, but Duddy's like, I have this great thing. I'm like, that's perfect. I love that. That's as cool as this song sucks. Because it is better than you think.
It is. I love those lyrics. And
next time
you know
anyone
what?
Hears that, they're going to listen hard.
When you find something you like, and then you break down what it is, and then you like it even more. Does that make you feel good, Jake?
That makes me feel good every time.
Oh, man.
Oh, Speaking you did it, you sly dog. Good,
on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel amazing. And one of those is Koi CBD. What an amazing product, amazing company. We love these guys. They've been with us since day one.
Day one, dude. Like, it's crazy to think that we're still saying Koi CBD every show. Because, I mean, that's a really cool thing for them to stick with us and continue helping us out for over a year now.
Wow, it's been over a year.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know, pretty ridiculous, dude. Awesome.
So, and I honestly do use this product every day. I got the dropper. I'm not going to go through my thing.
Go through the thing, dude. Tell them what you do.
Okay. You know,
tell them
what you do. I got my 1500 milligram bottle.
It is an insane routine.
It's got the spray.
Yeah.
I get the spray out and I just go.
It's ridiculous, guys. He switches hands. His fingers are like fucked up.
I do. And that's, you know, it's okay that my fingers cramp because I put the balm on, like the cream all over. And then right after that cream settles in, and then I just get my inhaler, 1000 milligram, and just.
What was that last thing? He looked at me unsure for everyone listening. He goes, which he normally does. And then he looks at me and goes, and I was just like, I don't understand why you ever did that.
It was like me reloading like a shotgun.
That's what I thought, but it was just super bad.
Oh,
all right,
so
cool.
Good.
No, just
it
was awesome. Very, very fucking good.
Oh, but I do. Right, I love RoboCop. It. If you're someone who's got like aches and pains in your bones and your joints and you're taking a bunch of over-the-counter pain meds, it's not good for you. Try CBD. I think you're going to love the effects, and it's just much healthier for you as well. KoiCBD.com. If you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you will get 20% off your first order.
First order.
bam.
We spent a year doing that wrong. Yeah. Jeez, and they stuck with us.
And Saints. Also plug-ins, keychains. This thing is really cool. It's like a little wall-mounted... it looks like the head of a guitar amp. They have Marshall, they have Fender, and
they're identical. They're
identical, light, yeah. And they're small, and they look nice, so they're not big and bulky. And you can mount it, you know, on your wall wherever you want. And it's a keychain, it's a key holder, really. And you and it comes with four keychains that look like quarter-inch cables, which are the cables you use with guitar. It's got the little end on it. You put the keychain on your keys. When you get home, you plug it in on the wall. And then when you leave, you unplug. It's a really cool. And what's funny about that, I've had one of these for about 2 years in my house. My wife got me one for Father's Day like 2 years ago. And then I met these guys. And then he told me that he started this company. And then he sponsored the podcast. So funny how things work.
Crazy stuff. But they are fucking perfect.
They
are
so rad.
Everyone who sees those goes, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I want that. Like if anyone you know plays guitar and you don't know what to get them for whatever gift on earth, this is exactly what you get them. And they'll be like, oh, my God, that's the coolest thing.
Totally.
It's a home run every time.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that product is called the Jack Racks, or the Jack Rack, I believe it's called.
Jack Rack.
Jack Rack over at plugins.keychains.com, and that's with a Z. The plugins has a Z in it. And then that's keychains.com. Plugins.keychains.com, and you put in code DuddyB at checkout. You get 20% off every order, not just your first one. So go check it out.
Whammo. And then, dude, I wanted to slide. We never plug our shit. We never do. But we had a pretty cool thing that happened on our Patreon. You know, we give away prizes and stuff sometimes over there. And we gave away a really awesome guitar today. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later when we get into the Q&A. So if you guys like our show, if we make you laugh, hopefully we do. Every Monday, we do a bonus show that releases on our Patreon page. So if you want four extra shows a month, basically every week right now we release a Wednesday show. It's what you're listening to. We also release a whole nother show on Monday on our Patreon page, patreon.com. Search out Feeling Good with Duddy. You'll find us there.
I think you can also just go patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. It'll take you right there.
That's the best way to do it, honestly. Sometimes when you search it out within the site, like it's weird. Sometimes it pops up. But yeah, just /feelinggoodwithduddy. You'll find it. And we're doing a bunch of we do a show every week over there. We do a bunch of bonus like content and we give away cool shit. And this was the main plug. If you're listening to us on Spotify or if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a review, please. Review our show, write a little review, give us a fucking 1 star, 5 stars, tell us we're pieces of shit, tell us you love us, whatever you want, honesty, please. But every review helps. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. It takes 1 second and it'll help Duddy and I get seen by more people quite a bit. We never do this. We kind of hate to talk, please fucking like our shit. But hey, if it helps, I'd like to do it. So anyway, that's all. Back to the show, Duddy. What
Back
are we doing, buddy?
So, I mean, I think it's going to be a short one. We did an hour-long episode this morning for our Patreon, so we're jumping into this.
And I Duddy and I talked about it. We're going to release that, too. So
we
had a great Monday morning hangover. That's what we call our Monday show on Patreon. We're going to release that show also this Wednesday. So you guys will get this show, and when you notice on your phone, oh, what's this bonus episode? It's our Patreon show from this week. It was a fun one, so we're like, you know what? Let's go ahead and release this to the fans. You'll get 2 shows today, everyone.
So we have some Q&A.
Let's do it. Right into the fan Q&A.
Questions. Ooh, Q&A. Ask us any question you want.
All right. Disney Blonde 516 wants to know, what's the ice chest under the table? Oh, I don't think you can see it right now, but...
Is that a color?
What?
Yeah, I'll have that in Disney Blonde.
Disney Blonde 516 says, what is the ice chest under the table? Honestly, there's nothing in it. It's just, it holds up some electronic crap that I had been using under there to run the show. That's it.
If we opened it, the shit would fall off. It's like, So it's just a table.
It's just a little table under the table.
That's how good we got it here. You know how some people, rough times when you put a TV on top of an old TV that doesn't work anymore? That's kind of what
we
got
going
here.
That's what I got going on right here.
Yeah. You walk into that house, you leave.
Let's see. Remington Barber 04.
Remington is a dope name.
That is a good name.
If that's his name.
Will you get high with me? Oh. Oh, I'd love to. You sound so chill.
I've got a crazy question for you. And dude, I'm just going to come out and ask it because I think we're chill together. Will you get high with me, bro?
You know what, bro? I was thinking about asking you if you would get high with me.
Get the fuck out of here,
I
man.
I swear. Oh I would not God. Lie.
But that cancels it out. Now we shouldn't get high together, right?
Oh, you're right. Bummer, bad vibes.
Dude. But dude, chill and thank you.
All right, I hope you the best.
Yeah. That's your answer, Remington, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. Sweet question, yeah. Bro. Chill.
Let's see.
he hates us right now.
H.J. Horst.
Hand job what?
H.J. Horst 55.
Hand job Horst.
Horst 55. How does it usually take for orders to ship? he's probably talking about our merch. Yeah. Hey, right now, our merch is taking a lot longer than normal because of, you know, the COVID and everything. And it's taking like 30 days right now.
Dude,
or so.
It's stupid, dumb, idiot shit. And here's the here's the thing with our merch, too. Let me just tell you the whole deal. The shirt, we found this out because our merch is print on demand. We don't have any merch. We just built the designs. It's online. When you order it, the company makes it, sends it, right? We found out that the shirts are made in-house. The mugs are made somewhere else, and the stickers are made somewhere other than that. So if you happen to order like, oh, I ordered a shirt and a mug and some stickers, dude, they wait until the mugs and the stickers get in, and then they send everything. So we found out that there's...
Yeah, there's things.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things. So, A, we're on it, and we're going to make it better. But also, blame COVID. All right.
K Southern 321 wants to know, growing up, did you guys ever have a crush on the same girl?
I don't think so.
No.
No. Well, we were like a couple years apart. So, yeah, Duddy was a couple years younger than me. You know, when you're young, that 2 years... You're not sixth grade, okay. I'm hanging out with a fourth grader. Yeah. You know, we were always a little far enough apart, and we kind of had different friend groups. So, no, we were never even...
We were never, like, going after the same chick.
No, not at all. No.
Sarah Bush Peterson, did Jake eat at the Polo place across from the barbershop?
Oh, the Pollo place.
So, tell us about the experience.
El Pollo Loco. Dude, that's a nationwide chain, right? Yeah. Everywhere? Yeah, it's... Yeah, the El Pollo... Oh, yeah. So, what she's referring to is I work at a barbershop. This is old.
Yeah,
because
this
was before
old.
Coronal times. There was an El... Basically, there was a Jack in the Box across the street from our barbershop, and it had been there since like 1962. So when it went out of business, everyone made this big deal out of it. And then El Pollo Loco was coming in and people were like, no, fuck that. We want Jack in the Box back. And I was like, fuck that. I'll take El Pollo Loco all day. And so me and all my barber friends were making these videos like, yeah, El Pollo Loco. You know, we're like partying out in front. And on opening day, I made a bunch of videos of me like going over there, and they had like a little mini carnival thing going on.
Nice.
It was fucking hilarious. And so people were dying. They're like, how bad do you want that chicken? Well, unfortunately, I went and I got a chicken burrito that day, all excited, and the chicken was so dry. It was like eating rocks, dude. So now when I go over there, I get BRC, beans, rice, and cheese. Yeah. I'm like, you can't fuck that up, can you guys? You'll destroy a chicken, but you can't mess this up.
That's a bummer.
It was a bummer. And then the churros there are off the hook. So that's
what
I
have
do,
an
man.
El Pollo Loco that's not too far from my house. It's a different one. And I never eat there, but a couple weeks ago, actually. I just went through really quick and I got a chicken burrito. It was just chicken and like avocado and pico. That was it. Mm-hmm. And it was fucking delicious.
I'm sure it was just like, it was
you
the
had a bad
opening
one.
Day. It was packed. Yeah. You know, it was, I'm sure it was opening day jitters. I'll go back. But yeah, it was terrible that day.
Let's see here. Woke Knowlesy. How do you make your hands stronger for bar chords? You just got to keep playing bar chords.
Play bar chords.
You just got to keep playing.
It is weird because guitar, okay, you can't ride a bike as a kid, right? And then you can ride a bike.
Yeah.
And as soon as you can ride a bike, you're like, how the hell was I not able to balance? Like, you're like, I have this.
Totally.
It's done. Same thing with any chord in guitar.
Yeah.
It's like, how does anyone hold this chord? And then after you do it enough, you're like,
how can I not do this?
It's so weird.
As simple as...
Just keep playing them, man.
Yeah.
Just keep playing them.
It's true.
And one day, I swear to God, you'll just be like, oh my God, this is easy. I have this. How could I not do this a week ago? And it's weird. And then it's over. And then it's gone. Next chord, you know?
Yep, totally. And if your hand does get sore after playing a lot, try some Koi CBD balm rub on your hand.
Oh, it dude, actually rub works. Some chill Koi
works
on it.
Like a gem. Chris10_elf For the love of cheese, who won the guitar? Well,
oh, yeah, yeah.
So oh, yeah. So we announced that actually on the Monday morning Patreon show. So if you're a Patreon member, you probably they know who won the guitar. But I think today we're gonna release. We're releasing that episode today as well, right?
No, dude, that episode's already out.
Oh, right,
that
public.
Episode came out. I mean, oh, you why you want to keep them in suspense? You can tell them. You can tell them who won. But here, let's tell the funny story about that.
Oh my God, Duddy, that's right.
For the last however many months, Duddy's been saying, on 4th of July, we're gonna raffle off a guitar and give it to one of our lucky Patreon members. And 4th of July comes around, and Duddy gets drunk and does not make the guitar raffle video. And here's the funniest part: we get the name of the winner. It gets sent to Duddy. Duddy looks at the name and realizes the guy who won the guitar is the guy that gave us the guitar.
Yeah.
So out of the 205 names that were entered into this drawing, because it's an Ernie Ball guitar, Brian Ball won the guitar. He is like, he's the CEO of the damn company.
Yeah, he pretty much runs that company now. So it's Duddy's in his like, family fuck. Company. He's been a sponsor of ours in the band forever.
Classic.
And I didn't even know he was a Patreon member. That was funny.
And Duddy and I still aren't sure if this is just someone else named Brian Ball. Yeah. So we did a separate drawing and drew a different name. So we might have to give away two guitars at the end of this. If that Brian Ball guy is just someone else named Brian Ball. But yeah, that was funny because people were hounding Duddy. That's why this person's asking who the hell won the guitar, because Duddy was supposed to announce it on 4th of July, but we announced it on Monday, which was like, I don't know, 6th of the July?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more. We got...
Hey, say who the winner was. Fuck it.
What's his name? It's over there.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll go grab it, dude. The winner, Cameron. It's Cameron something, anyway.
Cameron Nielsen.
Yeah.
Cameron Nielsen won the guitar.
Cameron Nielsen. You guys will actually hear the entire guitar drawing on the
We'll release Patreon that episode for you. So you'll hear that. So let's do one more question here. Z Steffens 613. If you had to live on a deserted island, name one thing you'd take with you. A boat.
Ah, that's funny. That's funny, Duddy. Nobody ever says that.
Yeah.
Oh, get the fuck out of there. Yeah. A luxury speedboat filled with gas. I'll take
a resort filled with employees.
Yeah. Oy vey. I fucking don't know, dude. Either way, I'm dying, right? So food? No, I don't know. I don't even care to know. That's how much I think of that. That's how much I think of that question.
A knife.
What's your favorite color? Yeah, who cares?
All right. Well,
what way to end it on a positive note.
Yeah, okay. I'd take an axe today.
I'd take a hatchet axe.
We did. Yeah.
Here's the truth, dude. We already did an hour-long episode. We're going to release that too. So go listen to that because it's super funny. And it is, I would say, 3,000 degrees in the bunker today.
Yeah.
Duddy and I are dripping sweat. Yeah. And we're like, let's get the fuck out of here. So... thank you guys so much for hanging with us this week, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.